Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 8th. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Moran reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. There goes Christopher. The throw from McCarver to Groat, and Christopher is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sadecki hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-to-1, Cardinals. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Carmel moves to third. It's Cardinals, 2, Mets, 2. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to home to get Carmel. Moran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. James moves to second. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Joe Christopher. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to third. Sam Jones now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing right field. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carmel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Stan Musial. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-4 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flood for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.